Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick with you today, filling in for John Hockenberry. In California, the cleanup continues along 9 miles of coastline of Santa Barbara after a ruptured pipeline spilled tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil into the Pacific earlier this week. According to an analysis from the LA Times, Plains Pipeline, the company in charge of that ruptured pipe, has racked up 175 violations over the last 9 years. The company's rate of violations per mile of pipeline is more than three times the national average. Here's Captain Jennifer Williams of the U.S. Coast Guard at a news conference yesterday talking about efforts to skim oily water out of the ocean.
They'll go out with pairs of vessels with boom in between, try to collect the oil in there and skim it up. It's a moving target when you're talking about oil on the water. It's a very difficult process.
A moving target, says Captain Williams. State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson represents California's 19th district in Sacramento, which includes Santa Barbara, and she joins me now. Senator, welcome.
Hello, Todd.
Give us your latest assessment or what you've heard from the Coast Guard or authorities there on the extent of the damage to Santa Barbara's beaches and the water there and the wildlife.
Well, you know, figuring out the extent of the damage is something that's going to take weeks and months to determine because the cleanup alone is not going to get rid of all of the oil. Some of it will seep down into the water. Some of it is so thick and viscous that it will permeate into the sand. The impacts on wildlife are yet to be known, our fisheries and so forth. So that assessment is a very difficult one. What we do know is that they are working hard to clean up as much of the oil as they can. Of the 21,000 gallons, they estimate they've cleaned up about 8,800 gallons. So there's still a lot of work to do. And with the tides and with the currents, this oil slick is potentially going to move down the coast to other beaches and impact other fisheries and wildlife as well.
And what have you been hearing from Plains All-American Pipeline? That's the company that was operating this above-ground pipeline, apparently below capacity from what that line can carry. They've been making statements to the press that they report all of their spills, that they exceed federal regulations when they can. What have you been hearing from them?
Well, of course, part of the big concern that we all have is why it took so long. Under the rules in Santa Barbara County, all pipelines are supposed to have an automatic shutoff valve. This is the only pipeline in the entire county that does not have an automatic shutoff valve. And frankly, it's because about 20 years ago, they sued the county because they didn't want to be subject to the county's regulatory oversight, and they won. So the fact that that pipeline took several hours to shut off because of their efforts to try to avoid their regulatory responsibilities is something that has caused great concern for us in the community.
And what have you heard from officials in your community about potential health concerns for people? We've certainly seen the images of the beach and of wildlife. Certainly environmental damage is another conversation. What about the health of the residents?
Well, obviously, they don't want people near those beaches, so they have been closed, and they're cautioning people that they really are discouraging volunteers to come down and try to work with the seabirds and the sea life. You notice that the cleanup crews are wearing toxic outfits, hazmat outfits. Oil is, particularly crude oil, is a very toxic and dangerous substance, and until this is cleaned up, they're really discouraging. We're all discouraging people from going near those areas where we're seeing the oil coming up on shore.
Give us a sense of the geography in your town, if you would. Was this pipeline running right along the beach? Santa Barbara has a beautiful beach and then cliffs, and there are houses above those cliffs. At least that's the pictures that we see of beautiful Santa Barbara all the time. Where does that pipeline run, and how did it break?
Well, the pipeline is in an area, relatively pristine area, about 20 miles actually west of most of the development in Santa Barbara, part of a well-maintained sort of open space that we have fought very hard to preserve. And the pipelines, there's a lot of oil up in that area. The bottom line is that not only is this a beautiful and pristine place, but it's also a place where there is a lot of oil. So we see oil drilling, oil development. We see a lot of pipes that transport that oil from both onshore and offshore to the refineries. This was onshore, but not that far from the actual coast itself. So the pipeline broke onshore and seeped into the ocean because the cutoff was not quick enough, and the effort to try to stop the flow of the oil into the ocean did not occur as quickly as would be necessary in order to stop the flow right out into the beach and into the ocean.
Senator, we talked yesterday on this show about the legacy of the 1969 oil spill off of Santa Barbara and the environmental legacy that came from it. This is a smaller disaster, but it has to be a horrible reminder for people in your town.
It's like opening a wound. And of course, we have been trying for quite some time to reduce our dependence on oil. We have there's this big effort to become nationally energy independent, which means drilling more and drilling more. But in my district, we are very sensitive to the detrimental impacts that oil drilling can have and has had on our beautiful, pristine coastline. You know, for us, not only is this a quality of life issue, but the coast and our beauty really is a source of economic well-being for tourism. In fact, that right before the holiday, we had thousands of people who had reserved places up at our two gorgeous state beaches, yeah, El Capitan and El Refugio, and now they've had to cancel those plans. So we are very sensitive. This is right between two marine protected areas on the coast. And for us, we really believe we have to do more to wean ourselves off of oil and, yeah, get rid of this dangerous material. You know, they say oil and water do not mix, and they certainly do not mix along the ocean.
State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson in Santa Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you.